Orgasmic Enlightenment, where the sexual and spiritual come together. I'm Kim Anami, and I'm a holistic sex and relationship coach and a vaginal weightlifter. In this show, we explore all things intimate. I believe that our sexual energy is life force, creative energy, and we can use it to shape our worlds, strengthen our relationships, and self-actualize. I blend the most avant-garde information from neuroscience, ancient sexual practices like Tantra and Taoism, to renegade wellness modalities to show you how to create gourmet sex in your lives. Come one, come all. The five sexiest things a man can do. Here it is, the art of seduction for men. I guarantee that the following techniques have opened many a heart and legs, bringing them to their knees and giving them deep, life-changing orgasms. These truly are the keys to the queendom. I can give Neil Strauss a run for his money with the Anami Game Protocol. Here's how to game the chicks. The absolute sexiest thing a man can ever do? Number one, exactly what he says he's going to do. Whenever I talk about this, the women sigh, they go weak at the knees, and they start gushing profusely. Why? What's the big deal about being a person and a man of integrity? Because it's all you've got. As a woman, the question that underlies everything you do and say is, are you worthy of my surrender? If I fall, will you catch me? Can I trust you? This is the archetypal feminine expressing its deepest core needs. Every single word and deed that you follow through on as a man is reinforcing to your woman, I've got you. I've got this. You can trust me. Whether it's as simple as doing a chore around the house that you said that you would, or something as big as honoring an agreement within your relationship, every one of these things is either building that trust or eroding it. Every time you bail on a commitment or forget or are just too lazy to take responsibility, you communicate to your woman that you are not trustworthy. So why does this matter so much? It is death by a thousand cuts. Because what we really want to know is, are you worthy of my submission? Because when a woman is in the throes of orgasmic ecstasy, when she wants so much to open her heart and her vagina and be the wild, raw, vulnerable, cataclysmic force of fucking nature that she so naturally is, she needs to know that you can hold that space with her. That is a man that she will get on her knees for, because he has earned her submission and she'll gladly give it. A man is only as good as his word, and if yours means nothing, then so do you. I've talked about this over the last couple of episodes, how honesty is a form of courage. Courage is a turn-on. Lies are cowardly. Lies make pussies dry. Honesty is one of the last stands of courage, and it goes much further than you know in generating respect from your woman. Whether you are bailing on your word through laziness or fear or cowardice, all of these things are libido killers in women. So man the fuck up and make your word mean something, and you will mean something. You will mean everything. Number two, sexiest thing a man can do, make her come many times before he does. He has stamina. He lasts and lasts and lasts. He can fuck his woman relentlessly. He holds her down, face in hands, hips in hands, and does not let her escape until he has well and truly cracked and fucked her open so that she's raw and broken and trembling and taken to another plane of existence. This is your job as a man. And when I say broken, I mean in the best possible way. Our false selves, our veneers, our facades crack apart and are shattered. We are blown to fucking smithereens through smithereen-like fucking. We lie there, shell-shocked, cocksucked, forgetting who we are. And like kintsugi, the art of Japanese reassemblage where the cracks get sealed and healed with gold, we come to in a new state of consciousness as the self-actualized versions of who we are, pared down to our very essence, reborn. This is your job as a man, your mission, should you choose to accept it. For women to be sexually satisfied, they need about a 5-to-1 ratio of orgasms to men. Women are insatiable. I always laugh when I see men go on about juggling many women. They just can't. One pop and poof, that's all he wrote. But women, once you get them going, once you learn how to fuck them properly, deeply, and, you know, vaginally, none of this, I can eat your pussy for hours bullshit, nobody cares, buddy, then it's game on. You will have woken her from what is likely a centuries-old slumber where she's been waiting for her magic cock prince to find her cervix, not her clitoris, and fuck her into oblivion. But you need to be able to go the distance for this, or she will outfuck you and scorn you every time. If you pump out a few hip flicks and then you tap out, it's done. You're done, and frankly, your relationship is done. But the man who has orgasmic mastery and can keep going when that ass is all up in the air and she's howling in delight and ecstasy and ferocity, and he keeps on keeping on, he's the one. Do women test men? You bet your fucking ass they do. And when we've opened and surrendered and thrown every ounce of our sheer wildness into your hands and your heart and your cock, and you show how you can hold steady with your hips and your cock and your eyes and your heart, well, you've passed the test, and we are all yours. The third sexiest thing a man can do is to initiate conversations with his woman about tough topics. This is emotional stamina, not backing down from a challenge. We often think of the emotional labor of relationships falling to women. Men are told that they are less emotional than women, and women are told that they are less sexual than men. Neither of these things is true, but we keep hearing about them over and over, and we start to believe that they might be true. The truth is, if you cannot have the tough conversations or emotional conversations, period, in your relationship, it is doomed to fail. There will be no growth, no resolution on anything ever. All of your unprocessed issues will rot and ferment and spread like mold spores through your lives and your bed. When a man is willing to do his share of emotional heavy lifting by the simple acts of initiating air-clearing conversations with you on anything and everything, he is showing his commitment to you and the relationship. And that's hot. If he is a grown-up, he knows that you cannot sweep your issues under the rug and cross your fingers and hope that you'll just forget about what happened yesterday and move on. Everything shows up in the fabric of your connection and in your bed. The fourth sexiest thing a man can do is grow, motherfucker. Lately on the podcast, the big theme has been grow or die. If you aren't growing, you are dying. People can coast by in the first couple of years of a relationship on all the newness and the fun. But beyond that, if you aren't looking at your relationship as a living, breathing entity that needs fuel and food and is something that you consciously nourish, then your relationship will die. It may die quietly behind your pretending that it's not dying, but it's still gonna die. Anything does that we don't look after. If you buy a house plant and you water and fertilize it and give it sunlight for 2 months and then you totally forget about it, you put it in a closet and you only see it once in a while when you go in there to pick out your clothes, is it any wonder that it dies? Yep, that's exactly what most people do with their relationships. For more on this entire topic, check out last week's episode on 9 signs of a conscious relationship. We want a man who is a fuck yes. He's curious, adventurous, open to life and new things. He's game. He's up for it. He's down for it. He sees his own journey of healing and self-actualization as worthy of his time, energy, and focus. In conscious relationships, we want to inspire each other. If we are most influenced by the 5 people we spend the most time with, we want to be very uplifted by the person we spend the most time with. Sometimes when people try to make their arguments for monogamy is so lame because, like, you're with the same person for 20 or 30 years, I say, look, if you are both committed to lives of stagnation, then yes, you will be with the same person for 30 years. But if you are constantly growing and evolving, you most definitely are not the same people, even from year to year. You are transforming into new and different and optimized versions of yourselves. It's the thinking person's not quite poly, but sort of kind of is, but it's actually conscious monogamy, Anami style. The 5th sexiest thing a man can do is be a man with a plan. Make a plan, dozens of them even. Plan a romantic sex weekend away. Plan a dinner date. Plan an adventure for the 2 of you. Step up in your masculine energy and take the lead. Women would rather you tell them where you are going for dinner and when than to ask them what they'd like to do and where would they like to go. Unless you make terrible choices and you don't pay attention to anything your partner ever says or does or likes, then assumedly what you pick will be something you know that you'll both love. It is a lovely gesture and a display of you being in your masculine energy to take the decision making out of her hands and allow her to soften and let go and be led by you. When led by a worthy man, we truly enjoy submitting. Everything you do in all of these qualities we've been talking about is reinforcing to her and proving to her that you are worthy of her submission. All of your actions are constantly showing us that we can live here with you, or they're not. Are you communicating? I've got this. I've got you. I've got your heart and vagina and all the cataclysmic, orgasmic places that you want to throw at me. Or are you saying, I'm going to drop you and then pull the rug out from under you at crucial moments when your heart is wide open and when you're about to reach the deepest, most life-changing orgasm of your life that I just can't handle and I'll bail. When women get squirrely and restless and naggy, it's because they feel unloved and underfucked. Loving and fucking a woman is about going deep with her into the netherworlds of her heart and her pussy and being able to go the distance. At her core, a woman wants nothing more than to fully open, surrender, and give it all to you. We actually want to live in that place where our openness to you, our trust in you is so strong, so unwavering that it constantly bolsters you up and gives you unflappable confidence in you and your life. And we receive the same when we can exist in this very open-hearted and open-legged place. So you'll see that the common themes in all of these sexy things are courage, taking initiative, and stamina, both emotional and sexual. These are all archetypal masculine qualities that the archetypal feminine in us responds to on a visceral, primal level. You want to learn the art of seduction? This is it. Join me in the free Coming Together 7-day sex cleanse. You've heard of juice cleanses and aura cleanses and all varieties of health detoxes. Well, now you can do a sex cleanse with me. Starting today, you and your beloved can embark on 7 days of relationship renewal and sexual ignition. Whether things have come to a complete standstill in the bedroom or you spend every night in orgasmic bliss, there is something for everyone to up level. Every day, you receive an email with assignments and home play to deepen into each other sexually and emotionally. Side effects of this sex cleanse may include ejaculate soaked bed sheets, broken bed frames, being fully rejuvenated by each other's life force energy, clearing of relationship blocks, stronger stamina, feelings of safety and security, multi-orgasmic bliss, and skyrocketing libidos. Sign up today at kiminami.com. Look for Sexual Savant Salons. Click on Coming Together for Couples, and there you will find the 7-day sex cleanse sign up on that page. Thank you so much for listening. If you haven't already, subscribe and also leave a review and send someone else the gift of a healthy libido and an off-the-charts love life by sharing this episode with them. We'll be back next week, and in the meantime, many happy orgasms.